Well, good morning to everyone. As a Christian, I think we would all agree that studying the Bible is of immense importance. In John chapter 5, Jesus was in Jerusalem teaching at one of the Jewish festivals. In verse 39, Jesus encouraged those that day to, quote, study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. Years later, in Acts 17, the Apostle Paul found that followers of Jesus in the town of Berea were, quote, fair-minded and searched the scriptures daily. Later on, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, quote, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, Jesus says, study the scriptures. Paul said, search the scriptures. And Paul acknowledges that scripture is inspired and profitable. Now, this morning, I would like to offer some observations regarding the study of the Bible that I hope might be helpful. But first, keep this in mind. No one ever became a scholar by assuming that he or she was always right. If you always assume that you are right, you can be in danger of inhibiting spiritual growth. The English theologian William Barclay stated the following, quote, in the study of the Bible, it is a duty to listen to every side of the question and not to be deliberately blind to which does not fit how we see it. I believe that to be very good advice. Solomon said in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Brethren, we can learn from each other. Now, some of the most inspirational, profitable, and even enjoyable Bible studies are the ones that are interactive with open and respectful discussion between the participants. Now, some of the best advice ever regarding studying the Bible was a quote I read years ago that said this, quote, Lord, what would you have me to do? After reading and studying any passage of Scripture, brethren, we should always ask, Lord, what would you have me to do with what I just read? Brethren, if we do not apply what we learn during our Bible study, of what benefit will it be? Again, Lord, what would you have me to do with what I've learned? Amen.